Blog Talk Radio.
Again, I don't deal with much politics. I don't follow it much. Oh, is it good?
Yeah.
Oh, and there's the speaker, so I can. Guess I can just put it like that. Is everybody listening, or do I? Am I plugging the bottom?
Was that?
Is it still working? It's picking us up.
It's not on here.
No. Through the phone.
Oh, why don't you pick him up on the computer?
For some reason, it's not.
Then it's relogged.
No.
Is it picking up now?
It's on the phone, yeah.
Okay.
So,
you can talk on the phone as well.
So, I just want to put the phone down like this. Is it still picking up?
I think so.
Again, I apologize for all this technical stuff. We're going to have to talk to a Blog Talk and find out. They're supposed to be one of the best venues. And something is happening, and we don't know what that is. So it shows us that we are online with the 330-6518 telephone number, or that's somebody called in with that number. That's my telephone number.
We called in.
Yeah, that's us. Okay. Oh, yeah. I have a burner phone. My iPhone died. And I had to get a burner phone, and so I just got that yesterday, and I don't even know the phone number. I see that's my phone number. Okay. So anyway, we're hoping to pick it up, but if you are listening, again, you can always go to our Facebook page, and that's facebook.com/Natural Solutions Radio. So anyway, let's go back to some of the articles, and I was talking about essential oils, and what they found, this article, they found that essential oils are found to be highly effective against repelling mosquitoes, and according to a recent study published in the Natural Product Research Journal, the team of researchers at the Department of Pesticide Chemistry and Technology at Alexandria University, they took some different citrus peels, and they extracted the citrus oils from different citrus fruits, oranges, grapefruits, lemons, limes, and they cut the peels into small pieces. Excuse me, and they put the peels under the distillation process to extract the essential oils, and then they carried out the bioassays, and they experimented on mosquito larvae and mosquitoes themselves, and they wanted to find out the mosquito repellent, and they found that it showed that the natural oils are highly effective and also eco-friendly in repelling mosquitoes. And the study that they said is the first of its kind shows that the essential oils from the peels of citrus plants were very effective against the larvae of mosquitoes and adult mosquitoes. That means there could be a natural and hugely accessible product available which could be used as mosquito control. So some of the other essential oils that they tested were lemon, neem, catnip, cloves, and they all had efficacy in combating mosquitoes. The name of the article was Using Essential Oils to Prevent Mosquito Bites. Catnip, clove, neem, lemon oil, grapefruit oil, lime, orange. Then they also tested catnip oil and clove oil and the lemon oils, and they all showed a very high effective against repelling mosquitoes. So that was quite good. Now, there was another article, and this one was specifically on using essential oils for bee stings or repelling bees. You know, and bee stings have a notorious reputation the world over, thanks to boxing champion Muhammad Ali, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. And getting stung by a bee is not always a very good thing, especially because it could be very painful, and you can also have a very strong allergic potential to it to cause anaphylactic shock. I hope we can keep that fan on. Is it causing too much? Let's keep that fan on because it was getting hot in here.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they tested, again, out of the boxing ring. You don't have to be Muhammad Ali to sting like a bee. You can be a bee, and they sting pretty hard. And they tested the essential oils to deal with the symptoms after you get stung and also to prevent infection, to speed up the healing following a bee sting. And they found basil was one of the top, and it wasn't just for cooking. It's an essential oil that can prevent any kind of infection following a bee sting. It also has anti-inflammatory, analgesic, and anti-itching properties, anti-pyretic. Then they also tested chamomile, and you would think that would be a very mild essential oil, but it had potent anti-inflammatory effect, and it's a common ingredient in many topical remedies. The oil is known to prevent infection as well as ease discomfort. Then they also tested eucalyptus oil, known for its distinct smell and ability to relieve pain. It's used quite a bit with camphor in pain management formulas and also inflammation. So after a sting, it has microbial, antimicrobial activity. The next one was germanium, and it's known for its ability to reduce pain and swelling. And it can also speed up healing following a bee sting, as well as prevent infection because of its antiseptic, antibacterial, and astringent properties. Then they found tea tree oil can help relieve pain and swelling after a bee sting, which says a lot about the antibacterial, anti-inflammatory properties. That's Melaleuca, by the way. And then thyme. Thyme is an effective thyme oil, effective antiseptic for bee stings. So you can get relief by putting these essential oils directly on the wound left by the sting. It's also great for, they're saying, for other insect bites and even for different kinds of sores. So again, those essential oils. Then the last essential oil I want to talk about this morning is lavender, because it says it's not just for sleep anymore. Lavender oil helps wounds heal faster also. And lavender oil is known for its relaxing effects. However, it is more than just that. Lavender oil can actually be used for treating wounds, according to a study at the University Medical Sciences in Japan. And they looked at the effects of lavender oil on various stages of wound healing and its molecular mechanism. It was published in the journal BMC, Complementary and Alternative Medicine. They evaluated the wound healing properties of lavender oil and its mechanisms in an animal model. So it looks like we're still working on the computer. I mean, it's still working with the phone?
Yeah, it's going
now. Okay, good.
Actually, we have Sandy on the line, but we have to go to our hour break.
Oh, well, let's take our break. I'll just finish with this study. They did this full study, again, on lavender topical application of lavender oil on the area of the wounds. It increased growth factor beta, which is known to regulate the proliferation of fibroblasts and collagen synthesis and the production of wound healing. So this is really quite good because everybody knows about the benefits of lavender oil and how to use it. So it has a calming effect. It has a sleeping aid effect. Put it on a little, put it on some, your pillowcase on your pillow. It can also be used for treating insect bites, for minor burns. It can treat eczema. It can also relieve nausea and motion sickness. You rub it in your hands, rub it together, and put it around your nose and take some deep inhales. It can also keep your lips moisturized. And lavender oil for hay fever. Again, you breathe that in. And lavender oil for dandruff in your hair. So it's not just for sleep. Lavender oil does all kinds of things. So anyway, there's my I finished that article. Let's go ahead and take our break. We're at the top of the hour. And we'll take our break. And when we come back, Sandy Ben-Joseph will be on the line giving us the specials at the store. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
Health Naturally offers a wide variety of non-GMO, all-organic, non-synthetic products like doTERRA essential oils, Nature Sunshine supplements, and Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph's Prime Longevity Formula. Come visit us at 7040 North Mesa, Suite S, inside Colony Cove No. 1, or call us at 915-833-0222. To order online, go to www.healthnaturallyetc.com.
That's because I'm...
That's www.healthnaturallyetc.com.
I'm using the phone, so it's just... Yeah.
Are cancer, heart disease, and diabetes catching up with you? More Americans die each year from cancer and heart disease than all deaths from World War II, Korea, and Vietnam combined. Obesity is epidemic in the U.S., causing diabetes affecting 17 million Americans, and 65% of all diabetics die from heart disease or strokes. Do you want to be one of these statistics? The EPA says 75% of all chronic disease is caused by environmental pollutants and toxins. Can we trust our government? They allow 500 million pounds of toxic chemicals dumped into our public sewer system, 1 billion pounds of chemicals released into our groundwater affecting our drinking water, 2.5 billion pounds of toxic chemicals pumped into our atmosphere, totaling more than 5.5 trillion pounds of toxic waste in our environment every year. You care about health, and I know you want to live longer. That's why you need to take health supplements. Are you sure you're taking the right ones for you and your family? Prime Longevity was created to protect you against all these toxins. Prime Longevity is the most robust, complete longevity formula that outdoes every other product on the market. The scientific truth is, there's no other longevity formula more potent than Prime Longevity. This is the most cost-effective, true health insurance you can buy. Order now and get free shipping. Go to www.primelongevity.com. Welcome to Natural Solutions Radio featuring Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph with over 38 years of practical alternative health experience in traditional naturopathy. Call in with your questions to better your health for a happier life. And now we present to you live on the web, Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph.
And we are back live on Natural Solutions Radio. We are called into Blog Talk Radio, and so it shows us on there, but again, Adon, who's and Fred, our board men, they're seeing that there's still some issues going on with that. We are live on Facebook page, so hopefully we get more people tuning into Facebook, and that'll help us a lot. And by the way, on the Facebook page, please like us on Facebook, and also share us on your social media. Maybe even give out the link to the Facebook page and just talk about the show a little bit. Again, the more listeners, the better it is. They don't even have to ask questions or make comments. They can just listen online. I do my best to talk about the newest articles that come out each week. And also, I talk about the herbs and vitamins and essential oils. Sometimes a little bit about health politics, but please help us get bigger on the Facebook page, and that will really help us out. Like us and friend us and send us out and share the link as much as you can, especially Saturday mornings. Okay, Adon, do you think we can get Sandy back? Is she going to be, will she be live?
Yeah, she's live.
Are you live, Sandy? Can we hear you?
I'm live. I finally got through on the
Hello, line. Sandy.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but barely.
Okay. I can come closer to the room. I also wanted to let
you're
you
gonna
know
have to
that
come in here and talk through the microphone here. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I also heard you talking behind the commercial. Okay, the October, or in the middle of the month, where we do our thermograms threshold, and that's 20% off for breast cancer health, or just breast health period, 20% off of the test, and also a sit down with Servant Joseph and Dr. Jamie from Seattle, who is one of the foremost of the descriptions and getting a report on the test. And at 7840 North Mesa here in El Paso, Texas, you can call locally at 833-0222 if you want to place an order, or a 1-800-706-0450. Because it's kind of going to be a rainy day today, we're going to do a little extra incentive to get you to come out to the store. All of Nature Sunshine, over 500 products, will be on special. So definitely take advantage of that. The weather is getting cold. It's supposed to be 47 degrees here on Monday in El Paso. And that's cold for a western city. So also all silver, micronutrient, and the 8-ounce size, 15% off. Life, only Genesis, 2 ounces. You can make a gallon bottle with that. That's $3 off the bottle. And the full calcium company, the full calcium gummies for the kids, which this is school and winter coming. Definitely an important immune system product. And then also cell energy and the 60 capsule size. That's 10% off, and that will help with any kind of cramping and help you to absorb your minerals properly. And if you're watching your blood sugar, the cinnamon stick, also 10% off. And this is definitely the diabetic capital in the world, so that's something you can be using very, because we have so many clients that have problems with their blood sugar. Also, from our leaves, the ideal omega 3 and the 60 capsules, 15% off. And the coconut oil and the 60-ounce size, 15% off. And that's for you can add your cinnamon for weight loss. We have recipes that we give out free at the store at 73 North Mesa here in El Paso. And then also Transfer Factor Plus for the immune system. $5 off in the Transfer Factor Immune Spray and the orange flavor, $3 off. And the kids definitely like that. So those are the specials. You can do it over the phone. You can do it on the internet at healthnaturallyetc.com. And we'll ship that out to you. And then also, don't forget Time Longevity. You can sign up. And this is also our day to do the group order for the essential oil on doTERRA. You can even sign up with us over the phone. There's a ton of new products out. Just finished. And just as a last note, if any of you are fans of Lady Gaga, also her name is Stephanie, and Bradley Cooper, four-time Oscar nominee, first directing job on Star is Born, and the only reason it's R-rated is because the F-word is used in the movie, but there's no inappropriate scenes, and the music is phenomenal, and if you have a chance and want to see Out of the Rain this weekend, definitely go and see it if you're here in town. I went to see it the day it came out, and it's the fourth remake of this movie, so I think most people that are into music will definitely enjoy it. So have a great show.
Excellent. And that was, by the way, my wife and my daughter went to see that. And hopefully I'm going to go see that also. They want to take me and make sure. And I love Bradley Cooper. I think he was great in The Sniper. And I also heard,
I mean, if I can stay on it,
the read the book Matt Bowler, The Executioner.
Yeah, okay.
And that's a book that, by the way, is the highest selling men's book of all time. And it's a whole series. They have maybe, 300-400 books in the series. Don Pendleton and a series of writers. Well, anyway, we heard that Bradley Cooper was in negotiations with Don Pendleton to see about making Matt Bolin a movie. And so I hope that comes true, because I was one of those ones that actually read Matt Bolin. I was in Europe back in the early 70s, and I was looking, you know, you want a book in English to read. And every time you went to a gift shop anywhere, they would have these spinning racks, but all the books were in Spanish, Italian, and French. And this was in 1970. And so finally, 1971 also, and finally I'm spinning the rack, and at the bottom there was this book called Matt Bolin, The Executioner, and it was number 2. And I went, I don't care what it is, it's in English. And I love reading, so I just needed something in English. Well, I got hooked on that series. It came out every month, every other month, since 1968, 69. And, oh, my gosh, I think I have every single one in the collection. There's, like I said, about 400-plus. Then there were some offshoots of the book, one called Stony Man, if you want. Read that, because that's another one. That was his group of helpers. And again, a little sideline. It was a great male book if you want to read something quite exciting. It was The Executioner. And he was in Vietnam and he was a sharpshooter, but to the villagers, he was known as Sergeant Mercy. But to the bad guy, he was the executioner. So anyway, he came back to the United States and he fought the war against the mafia. And so it's a great, great series if you want to read something good. Anyway, let's see. Do we have any? I think I see another telephone number online. I don't know if that's someone who wants to listen to talk. That's a listen only. Okay, so we'll. How do they write that on there?
Okay.
That's really good. Anyway, so let's go back to anything. I can't tell. I can't see any of the comments on our Facebook page, so you'll interrupt me when there's something on the Facebook page. Okay. Anyway, let's go back to our articles that we talk about. And is anybody getting feedback on the phone? I'm talking on the phone here. I hear a little feedback on there, so I'm not sure. Let's go. I want to talk about the silkworm enzyme. I don't know if I've mentioned this once before, but there's an enzyme called serrapeptase. And it says the silkworm enzyme works better at treating pain than steroids. And it says the next time you are suffering from pain and swelling after getting your wisdom tooth extracted, or you might want to take serrapeptase. And I think I've mentioned it before. And it comes, the clinical trials were done at 30,000 unit, but now it's available in 90,000, 100,000, even 120,000 units. And in a new analysis of exciting clinical trials, the silkworm-derived enzyme achieved better results than the corticosteroids in terms of relieving pain, according to an article in the Journal of Green Med Info. Serrapeptase is a natural enzyme produced by symbiotic bacteria inside the gut of the silkworm. It is a protease, a proteolytic enzyme that breaks down proteins into simpler units. And silkworms use serrapeptase to free themselves from their cocoon so they can emerge as full-fledged domestic silk moths. Now, you know, the caterpillar makes a cocoon, and that cocoon can get very hard. It's almost like concrete. And so how does it get out? Well, when it's ready, with that bacteria in its stomach, it vomits up this protease serrapeptase enzyme, and it dissolves that hard concrete cocoon, and they're able to then come out of the cocoon. They flap their wings until they fill up with blood, dry out, and then they fly off. So the silkworm enzyme serrapeptase has been used in Europe and Japan for more than 50 years, five decades, as an alternative to natural medicine. A number of clinical trials have demonstrated its effectiveness at reducing pain and inflammation. So it's also a very popular Ayurvedic herbal medicine found to be highly effective to reduce sciatic nerve pain. So you can actually take that internally. And so they also help with digestion. So when you take it with meals, they're going to actually help you break down proteins. And when you take it in between meals, it's going to get in your bloodstream and help you deal with an inflammatory response or any kind of pain. And it's used in the treatment of sports injuries and the management of pain that follows a surgical operation and treating autoimmune diseases that cause pain, such as rheumatoid arthritis. It accomplishes its anti-inflammatory activity by preventing the creation of cell surface adhesion molecules that summon inflammation-causing cells to the affected area. So doing so reduces swelling, which in turn relieves the pain caused by the immune overreaction. Furthermore, serrapeptase also inhibits kinins, which are compounds that cause pain. I think I'm pronouncing that right, kinins, K-I-N-I-N-F. Dentists in Europe use serrapeptase to reduce pain and swelling in their patients after removing teeth and performing other minor surgical operations, such as removal of an impacted wisdom tooth. So anyway, all kinds of studies have done on this, and it's really quite, we've used serrapeptase for pain and for many, many years at our store and in my clinic. I recommend serrapeptase very, very often for anybody that's suffering from any kind of pain. And these studies listed the ability of the serrapeptase to be better than the synthetic painkillers to reverse facial pain and lockjaw after the surgical removal of impacted wisdom teeth. So, again, serrapeptase, very, very good at removing pain and swelling. So that is something that also. Then the next article I want to talk about, and again, I'm seeing more phone calls on the line. Are those callers that want to talk, or we don't know?
Yes, we just have one caller.
We don't listen. So let's go ahead and take that call. We'll find out if they're listen only, or so we put you on microphone. And the telephone number is, Adon? So that's 915 area code 8816. Okay. Are you listening only, or do you have a question?
Hello. Hello. Can you hear me?
So they're listen only. Let's go ahead and put them back on listen only. Again, we can't tell when someone calls because the call comes in. And they're on microphone listening, and then we put it on the microphone to listen. Otherwise, it's on headphones to listen only. So There was a really good article on exercise, what types of exercise protect you against Alzheimer's disease. And they found that almost any kind of exercise is going to be beneficial with Alzheimer's disease. And but the biggest, in essence, issue facing our healthcare system and our society is diseases of the brain. It could be depression, it could be anxiety disorder, it could be Parkinson's disease, it could be a stroke, and it can be Alzheimer's or any other type of dementia. And we're a society that are already feeling the burden of these diseases socially and financially. More than 47 million people are living with Alzheimer's worldwide. And this is a staggering number that has increased at an alarming rate over the last several years. And doctors predict more than half of adults will be diagnosed with the disease by age 85. In the last 10 years, while every other chronic disease has been in decline, the prevalence of Alzheimer's has increased more than 80%. And despite the terrifying statistics, the truth is 90% of Alzheimer's cases are preventable through lifestyle factors, and the younger we begin, the better it is. Well, there was research for 15 years of research and practice. They are certain now that lifestyle has a profound effect on the health of the brain. And it says that in the field of medicine devoted to addressing the factors that contribute to chronic disease, the only way to both avoid Alzheimer's and even treat some of the symptoms once a person has been diagnosed. They've been studying these now for over 15 years. Every day they're learning more and more. Well, one of the most powerful forms of lifestyle medicine is exercise. And so they wanted to know what kind of exercise would be the predominantly benefit of the cardiovascular system and also for Alzheimer's and dementia and or any of the other issues of the brain. Well, what they found is that short-term high-intensity exercise is the exercise that builds the most effect on brain. And the study focused on 600 elderly women, and the results found that the women who did a special kind of walking were likely to develop a less cognitive decline, and they followed these women for 6 to 8 years. And it was a large prospective study of older women, and the higher levels of long-term regular exercise were strongly associated with higher levels of cognitive function. Now, what they found, that it was a vigorous exercise short-term. So one of the things that I teach, it's not just walking and equivalent of walking 1.5 hours per week at 21 to 30 minutes 21 to 30 minute mile pace. What they found is that if you walk fast slow, it's just like the same thing they're finding now in runners. Long distance runners cause a serious inflammatory and degenerative changes in the heart. Distance runners, and every single long distance runner or marathon runner that's ever been tested has found fibroblast activity, scar in the lung. Well, they found that the type of running is what causes it. So it's the long term straight running. So what they found, and the same thing with these elderly women, that if you do walking, walk as fast as you can for 30 seconds, and then do a slow walk recovery for 1.5 minutes. walk as fast as you can for 30 seconds, slow recovery a minute and a half. And they found the same thing for runners, that sprinters developed very strong lungs, very strong hearts, and strong muscles in the chest, arms, and the legs, where long-distance runners and marathon runners of every kind, you look at them in a photograph, and they look like death warmed over. They look like concentration camp victims. And that was the difference. So they found that it's fast, slow, fast, slow, fast, slow. So whether it's walking or running, what the elderly, if you want to walk properly, you walk as fast as you can for 30 seconds only, have a watch with you, and then a slow recovery for about a minute to a minute and a half. And then 30 seconds as fast as you can, and then a minute and a half. The same thing with the runners. Run as fast as you can, a sprint for 30 seconds, and then a slow walk recovery for a minute and a half. Sprint for 30 seconds, recover for a minute and a half. So when you run in this way, you're actually improving your health instead of increasing inflammation and making your health much worse. So that was the a type of exercise that helped to build strongest activities or helped to build the best strategies against Alzheimer's disease and other kinds of brain diseases. Then the next article that I want to cover is strategies that activate your body's natural detoxification process. And one of the things that there's a thing called intermittent fasting, and that's called autophagy. I think I'm pronouncing that right. AUTOPHAGY. I think the PH is still here, an F sound. So autophagy. Anyway, they found what are the best techniques to develop the body's natural detoxification processes. And what those were is the number one was exercise. And again, I just talked about exercise, but they found that one of the ways to activate your autophagy, which is the detoxification process, is to engage in intense exercise. And according to the studies, activating this autophagy through exercise can also reduce blood sugar levels, improve metabolism, also reduce high blood pressure, and all of these are essential components of burning fat and keeping fat off. So what they said is that it's the new exercise is called HIIT, or high intensity interval training exercises, and you do that several times a week. And again, that's whether it's walking or running or doing any kind of weightlifting exercises, you're doing high-intensity aerobic workouts, and you're even doing your weightlifting, but more on an aerobic level. You're doing it with a little bit lower weight, and you're doing the exercises a little bit faster. So, again, you might still be doing, let's say, 10 reps at 3 sets each time, and I'm hearing that. I'm hearing your sound.
Sorry.
Okay. Anyway, they found that number one exercise in this HIIT, high intensity interval training, walking, running, that's the fast, slow, fast, slow, fast, slow, or using weights in an aerobic type, again, that's going to be. The second thing that they found, which was one of the best ways to induce the detoxification process, was called intermittent fasting. And fasting has been known for many, many years. And fasting can be considered the best single way to induce detoxification. Now, during fasting, you force your body into a cleanup state or cleaning up waste. And when the body uses up all of the cell fuel in the form from food, it starts to consume other components, such as fat and also debris, excess proteins, scar tissues, or any kind of inflammatory tissues. The body will use this debris and consume it for energy as a substitute. And because the body is so smart, it only burns things that are not necessary. First, it includes any kind of lingering waste or toxic material. And you can start fasting by practicing an easier method known as intermittent fasting. This type of fasting is not 24-hour or 1, 2, 3 days or even a week's type of fasting. This is done intermittent fasting, and you're only eating within a particular window of time during the day. Then you're not eating for the rest of the day. So an example of intermittent fasting might look like that you wake up at 7 o'clock, you might have your first glass of water. A lot of people will have a coffee or tea, but you don't eat any food until about 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., and that's when you break your fast and you have a large breakfast or your lunch. Then again, at about 3 o'clock, you have a snack or a small meal, only if necessary. And then about 6 to 8, you have your big meal, last meal of the day, and then you finish by 8 o'clock, and then you fast until 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. the next morning. So the benefit of fasting like that, now that can be difficult for those going to school, because if you wake up at 7, a child needs to have a meal to be able to go to school so they can be able to think. And a child is growing, so most of the time, because they're growing and exercising, they're in the detoxification anyway. Their normal metabolism is detoxifying. What we're talking about is adults here, especially overweight adults, and how to get them to detoxify more. So a child, if they wake up, again, have a glass of water, and then within that first hour, they need to be having a nice protein and fat meal. And that's where, as an example, eggs might be a good breakfast, along with slices of avocado, or again, if they like fish, some corn tortillas along with that, with some sardines, and then maybe a little bit of a side dish of sauerkraut, because the sauerkraut really enhances metabolism and the detoxification process, and it also, 3 forkfuls of sauerkraut give the body about 10 trillion natural probiotic cells. So this particular method of fasting, this intermittent practice fasting where you're still eating your lunch, it takes about 16 to 17 hours. And every time of the day, your body is going to go through a natural detoxification phase. So the benefits is, of course, that it removes toxins, because the body encourages the immune system to eliminate these foreign invaders from the body. And it effectively removes all kinds of harmful substances that could cause inflammation and damage cells. It also helps to strengthen the immune system, and it's a way to remove harmful substances from the body. The second main thing that it did was that it prolongs life. Cells start to gather toxins as people age. And over time, these toxins can affect the normal functioning or the normal metabolism of the cells and actually damage the DNA. In turn, this results in typical signs of aging, such as wrinkles and degenerative diseases. And according to the study, the detoxification process can prolong life, and it actually helps to prevent diseases caused by this DNA damage and the DNA mutations like cancer. So strict eating and fasting schedule cleans the blood, and the study finds it could actually clean out old proteins that cause diseases like Huntington's disease. So it also, this detoxification process found that intaking of certain foods, herbs, and supplements can also enhance the detoxification process. And they found that drinking coffee and green tea and eating coconut oil and ginger, whether it's the powder, the fresh, or in ginger tea, all of those are going to be very helpful. Also, reishi mushrooms and resveratrol and curcumin, which is turmeric, vitamin D, vitamin B3, also the herb ginseng. And so all of these can help the detoxification process. So that's a very cool, and people are always asking me, how do we enhance the detoxification process? You know, what do we do for that? So basically, that's how we do that. And the natural detoxification process is really something that is quite cool. Are we close to our break? Did we take our break at the other 20? I don't think we took that break.
We're about
a minute away or so.
We're about 2 minutes away.
Okay. So, before I start this next article, which is a really good article, and you want to stay tuned to this, because it was a study done confirming the energy transfer in different types of energy healing, including Reiki and acupuncture and energy healing and laying on of hands and quantum touch and touch for health. So all of these, this new study confirms that. It's a long study, so let's go ahead and take our break, and we'll go ahead and take our break, and then Sandy will come on the line and give the specials of the day. And so this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we will be right back after these commercial breaks.
Health Naturally offers a wide variety of non-GMO, all-organic, non-synthetic products like doTERRA essential oils, Nature Sunshine supplements, and Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph's Prime Longevity Formula. Come visit us at 7040 North Mesa, Suite S, inside Colony Cove No. 1, or call us at 915-833-0222. To order online, go to www.healthnaturallyetc.com. That's www.healthnaturallyetc.com. Welcome back. You are listening to Natural Solutions Radio, live on the web with Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph. To call in with your questions, dial 646-478-5814.
And we are back and here at Natural Solutions Radio. Again, I apologize for the issues with Block Talk Radio, but we are live on Facebook page. Please tune into the Facebook page. And again, if I mention, help us on Facebook, like us, share us, send out the link. Please talk about the radio show and help us build a larger audience. Right, my wife is here, Sandy Ben-Joseph, and she's going to give us the specials of the day.
Okay, we're live from El Paso, and it's supposed to be a rainy day, a big storm heading in. I don't know if it's Sergio or Michael. We've had so many this week. So to get you to come out and shop and maybe even go to the movies, we're going to put all of Nature Sunshine for the second week in a row, over 500 products on sale, 15% off, and that's at 7040 North Mesa at Health Naturally at Mesa and Ressler here in El Paso. So we have lots of specials that are even too numerous to mention, but Nature Sunshine is always the biggest draw, so we're doing that.
Also, the silver micronutrient in the 8-ounce size, 15% off. It is all those colds and flu seasons coming and weather changing, so perfect to be taking that even teaspoon for prevention. And Life, formerly Alkagenesis, in the 2-ounce size, $3 off a bottle. And from the Coral Calcium Company, the gummies for the kids, because that's important with school and sports and health for the bones. And the Cell Energy, that's going to be 10% off. That's in the 60 capsule size for minerals, for leg cramping, for things along that line. 15% off on the gummies, I didn't mention that. And for Cinnamon 6, because of all the diabetes here. So this has rich in cinnamon and all kinds of nutrients that you can't get in any other combination. So 10% off on that. And from the Barleans Company, Ideal Omega-3 in the 60 capsule size, 15% off. So that's all your healthy fish oils and all your omega. So that's a really important supplement. And we've been using Barleans for many, many years. It's a family company and with the best of the products. And also the coconut oil in double virgin coconut oil in the 16-ounce size, 15% off. And from Transfer Factor, we have the Transfer Factor Plus, $5 off a bottle, and the Transfer Factor immune spray and orange flavor for kids, that's $3 off. But I know a lot of adults taking it also. Our other special for services at our clinic part of Health Naturally is the thermogram, because this is October. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but it's also breast health, as we call it. We started it in September because of the overflow of people using this service. We're the only thermogram camera in town, and Dr. Jay Mead out of Seattle, really country famous doctor that does all the reports, and included in the 20% off with this test, you get the report, you get the pictures, you get a sit down with Sir Ben Joseph to go over all the results to see what else you may want to be doing for your health. And so we do that at least a couple of times a year. So this is October, and we won't have anything else on that till next year. And also earlier in the hour, so I'll be brief, I saw the Star Is Born last week with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, his first directing job. This is the fourth time this movie has been made. 1937, Janet Gaynor, 54, Judy Garland, 76, Barbara Streisand. So Lady Gaga plays this role. Bradley Cooper, first directing job, also worked on the rewrite. The backup band is Lucas Nelson, with Willie Nelson's son, and Bradley Cooper did 18 months of the singing lessons to play the lead role. And also, a really famous character actor is Sam Elliott, and he plays Bradley Cooper's older brother, Bobby, in this movie. And I've been watching a lot of interviews, and he's actually from El Paso, and his lineage goes back to the 1800s.
All from El Paso.
So it's an unbelievable movie, and I'm sure you all know Sam Elliott from Roadhouse, which is Sir Ben Joseph, one of his favorite movies, and also Mask, that he played in with Cher, where her son was deformed. So he's got that deep, raspy voice. You also hear him in car commercials. So if you want to go see a good movie, see the fourth remake of A Star Is Born. It's quite fantastic, and the music is great. So have a great show.
And thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I can't wait to see that movie. My wife, she's a Lady Gaga fan, and we're both Bradley Cooper fans. So my daughter called up her mom and said, "Mom, let's go see this movie together." And so that was a really nice thing, because anytime your daughter and your her mom can get together, that's a great thing. So anyway, I want to talk about this study that was done and it was a study done on energy healing. Now, for many people, the benefits of energy healing practices like Reiki and Qi Kung and Qi and Touch for Health and Quantum Touch and all of these energy healing practices, people have known about these for hundreds of years. And the problem is it's immeasurable. You can't really measure how these energy techniques work. Well, in a recent study, scientists attempted to do just that. They wanted to measure and confirm the energy transfer which takes place during a typical energy session, such as Reiki. Now, Reiki is an ancient practice of energy healing that first rose to fame in Japan during the 1800s. Yet there's different takes on energy healing that have existed for centuries. And now scientists seek to confirm what healers have known in the past. Don, you were saying that whole Reiki actually comes from Tibet and much more ancient than the 1800s.
Correct, yeah. From what I understand, it's just called Qi, giving Qi or giving energy. Same as Reiki. But the Japanese took over or revamped it and turned it into the Japanese Reiki.
Right, because almost every martial art, and you all, just to know that you are a martial art expert, and you've taken what we would call the soft forms.
Soft and hard, yeah. We did a combination of both soft and hard forms, which is the best for all kinds of practice. You want to practice the hard just as much as you want to practice your soft style.
And then, but the soft styles, and especially Qi Kung, it's really dealing with that energy that you're talking about. And so here's an article, and they wanted to check how this healing that's existed for centuries, and they wanted to know how it really works. And they wanted to confirm what healers of the past already and of the present have already known. So what the Reiki advocates say, that the practice keys in on the flow of universal energy, or this Qi energy, and the Japanese, they call it Ki energy. So you've seen it as C-H-I or K-I, but almost in any martial art, you'll see that. And it's that energy that allows, as an example, a martial artist to build up such energetic force that they can break bricks, and they can break concrete, and they can break big boards, and they can smash through blocks of ice. They can do things that are not normal. And, I practiced martial arts for many, many years, and I've seen over the years when I was in India and in China, Sri Lanka, they showed techniques that you just can't believe somehow some of these techniques. Well, the Reiki practitioners and other practitioners, they always talked about this universal energy, this cosmic energy that Reiki practitioners can transfer energy to their patients by channeling it through their own hands. So that it was published in Medical News Today, the Journal of Medical News Today, and they report that at least 60 hospitals in the United States offer different types of energy, especially Reiki therapy, to their patients. And survey data suggests that over 1 million people will try Reiki or a similar therapy in any given year. Despite the naysayers in modern medicine and modern science, Reiki continues to grow in popularity. A lot of scientists said, oh, this Qi energy is not real. It can't be. Well, because of the nature of Reiki and energy healing, studying its benefits and quantifying them has proven quite difficult until now. Well, Maria Kuhlman, PhD, she's at the Holistic Research Institute in Knoxville, Tennessee. She recently conducted a study to analyze the potential energy transfer that occurs during a Reiki healing session. She herself admits that this was that she was more than skeptical at the notion of real energy transfer taking place. She was very skeptical. Now, to conduct her research, they actually, the Holistic Research Institute, created a patented, highly sensitive equipment in order to measure the energy of a Reiki practitioner and their patients during the practice. And what they reported was that the results showed that the Reiki healers do not lose their own energy while healing. And they've always said that we're not giving you our energy, we're just channeling universal energy through us. Well, in fact, her equipment showed that there was an increase in energy for the healers as well as their clients or patients. And this proved that the Reiki masters were right when claiming that by healing others, they actually heal themselves. She further explained there could only be one explanation to this. The Reiki healers are not using their own body energy to heal. The fact that their energies have increased after healing and their energetic balance was improved means that there is a third source of energy from which they are drawn. To that end, Dr. Kuhlman contends that energy healing could be especially useful for disease prevention by addressing energy imbalances before they lead to illness. And Dr. Kuhlman also notes that the practice of acupuncture may offer similar benefits to energy healing, particularly regarding disease prevention. And what I'm going to interpret is what they're tapping into is what we would call this zero-point energy or zero-point source or quantum energy in the field of the matrix. Scientists used to believe that the universe is basically a vacuum. Well, they now know through quantum physics and quantum understanding of cosmology that the universe is not a vacuum, that it's filled with cosmic energy, and it's filled with individual particles, electrons and negative ions and positive ions, and these electrons, free-floating electrons, and that the space between these electrons is what they're calling the cosmic matrix. It's actually what makes up the universe, and it's a hologram, and they're saying that this energy that exists throughout the universe is what binds everything, all matter together. And it's what gives matter its energetic balancing or healing, or if it gives matter its structure. And what they found is when you take an atom apart, you have the proton and neutron in the nucleus, and then you have electrons floating around. Well, 99.99999% of all of this atomic structure is really empty space. Well, they found that this space is not empty, that it is the quantum energy field that binds the universe and gives motion to the electrons, and it gives the electrical charge to the atomic structure of atoms. So the previous reports have also touched on benefits of Reiki, though the conclusion science, it's hard to come by. Well, that hasn't stopped anyone from enjoying the practice and its offerings. Even the National Institutes of Health have admitted that the studies featuring Reiki for conditions like pain, cancer, and depression have shown that the practice does help patients manage their symptoms. So I think that's pretty cool, because I've learned acupuncture, and I've learned energy healing and polarity therapy and Rolfing and postural integration and chiropractic, osteopathic, and a lot of them deal with the structure of the parasympathetic, sympathetic nervous system. And they also deal with this higher energy that I talk about, that actually I did a lecture and put a whole presentation together called The Battle for Science in A Battle for God in Science. And I'm actually having it redone so that it could be made. That's a beautiful PowerPoint presentation. And I'm actually having it done so that it could be available. It's about a 3-hour and 45-minute PowerPoint presentation. But it talks about an understanding of this energy in the cosmic or quantum field. So science continues to confirm the value of so-called alternative medicine. It's no longer so-called. It is now alternative medicine, especially when it comes to long-held traditional practices like acupuncture and Reiki and Qi Kung and other Qi and Qi balancing exercises. Also, they're now looking at herbal and plant medicines that we've known since ancient times. So as an example, turmeric, for example, has been enjoying the spotlight lately. And earlier this year, Mike Adams reported on an amazing case where a 67-year-old woman had cured her stage 3 myeloma cancer with nothing more than curcumin capsules. And that's the compound found in turmeric that's highly regarded. So this whole thing I thought was really pretty exciting. And it, again, is the study of energy healing. And so anyway, we're getting to the last 2 minutes, and I wasn't sure how long our disclaimer takes, so I think I better go ahead and read that. The opinions and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not endorsed by Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, and or any other social media outlets. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. Join us again next Saturday morning from 10 to 12 from Natural Solutions Radio with me, Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph. I'm a traditional naturopath, and today's show is brought to you by PureNaturalScience.com, which is where you can get the book, Stress Makes You Fat, Wrinkled, and Dead, and the product called Prime Longevity, and at HealthNaturally.com. So again, we're at the end of our 2 hours, and I thank you all for joining us. So thank you all, especially on Facebook. And again, Facebook, if you can, give us a hand and help us out and help advertise our show for us. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio, and we're going ahead and signing off.